Fernand Tannhauser with Beautiful Pine Shelves has been a vendor since 1984, setting up every Saturday and Sunday. Now he only comes on Saturdays because he doesn't see as many customers as he used to.
It was a lively place, but it's not lively anymore. It's not that much fun anymore.
Managing group Community Services United can't afford to pay its $2,500 rent outside the Ashby BART station, so they've jacked up the prices for vendor stall space.
Making $60 and they were charging $35 for space. So you're basically losing, and you know, I'm there like all day.
Rainy weather every weekend also hasn't helped the market thrive. Berkeley City Council is now working to increase funding so the market doesn't shut down altogether. Councilman Ben Bartlett.
Find new ways to help the flea market get on its feet, become sustainable, because it's an institution here and provides a much-needed opportunity for people to get on their feet, to sell their goods, to come together.
City Council is also exploring alternate locations that will reduce costs for the market and boost its visibility. In Berkeley, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.